up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. What could prove to be a very scary edition of Tim Zumpa Hour here. As from the new studio, I've been telling you on the show here over the last couple of weeks that the new side of the studio has been under construction, and it's basically all assembled and things are all organized, except for me, because I have no idea what I'm doing. Every single piece of equipment I am using to do this week's show, I have never used before. I'm sitting among brand new turntables and a brand new mixer and brand new blinky lights and everything. And we will just see if I manage to hit all the right buttons in the show this week. Coming to you from the beautiful winter wonderland of northern Minnesota. If you remember last week, we had received like 2 feet of snow. We still have 2 feet of snow, just we've had a week to shovel it and snowblow it and plow it. And now you can get around here. But it's beautiful and white and fluffy out there. So I trust you all survived the Thanksgiving holiday and maybe even survived Black Friday. And things are out of control. So which button do I push? None of these buttons are the right button anymore. Everything is all different. But let's just see if we can't get things started here with the Michigan Cavaliers and the Polka Cola.
Byway, you're in polka land. So lend your ear and listen here to this here polka band. Cola used to be a pop, but we all know it's not. A drink with ice can be real nice, but we prefer the hot. Some fun. Go grab a glass, we'll have a blast, for we are almost done. We've finally reached the very last verse, so let's not all disperse. We are a happy polka band and say, here's to your thirst!
There we go, the Polka Cola here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show coming to you from the brand-new studio here at KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota. And okay, I'm already figuring out things here. We're going to need a lamp in this studio. We're going to need a clock in this studio. And I'm going to have to put labels on all these knobs because I can't remember what is what and what's going on here. But we shall figure it out. Look at that. We made it through the first record, and I pushed all the right buttons so far. So we're doing good here, aren't we? Yeah, right. Okay, let's just press on. Yeah, we desperately need a lamp in here. It's the Eddie Olinsky Orchestra. That's who's up next. You ready for a little Rhinelander today? Yeah, why not? Now, see, this is another thing. The turntables are located differently, so if I forget what record I put on the record player, I got to lean way over here and read it, see? Ah, yes, the Eddie Olinsky Orchestra with the Buffalo Rhinelander. Then I have to remember that this turntable is on button number 6. Ha ha! We're going to get this thing figured out yet, aren't we?
Be Jeff Buscemi, Bishop Uchestrin, the Buffalo, Buffalo. Does the Bobby Tainza Uche, the Buffalo. Koledzy mieście mi muzyka ci zagrają. Poleczkę oberka jednego, drugiego, a ze śpiew pozamienią. Bo to czas dla tańczy sobie wraz. Muzykanci zagrają. Poleczkę oberka jednego, drugiego, a ze śpiew pozamienią. Bo to czas dla tańczy sobie puszczanego. Nie pójdziemy, by się ucieszyć. Do Buffalo, do Buffalo. Do zabawy tańca uciechy, do Buffalo. Koledzy mieście mi. Little star, that's Olinsky's orchestra. Where will we go for a jolly time? Buffalo, Buffalo, where there's fun and frolic all the time, from the dawn till early hours of morn. Where will we go for a jolly time? Buffalo, Buffalo, where there's fun and frolic all the time, from the dawn till early hours of morn. Folks will sing and they dance while the hours roll by with their spirits high. They will drink toast with beer, later dance the music you're about to hear. Folks will sing and they dance while the hours roll by with their spirits high. They will drink toast with beer, later dance the music you're about to hear. That's Olinsky's orchestra.
Sam was jumped in on the surprise ending there. That had that nice little Dixieland feel to it at the end there, didn't it? Eddie Olinsky's orchestra there. And Buffalo Rhinelander here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show coming to you from the very confusing and brand-new studio where I have not figured out how everything works yet. And, you know, they teach you in the radio biz, don't tell people that because they don't know that you don't know what you're doing. But, see, if I tell you that, then you already know that if I screw something up, it's because I don't necessarily know what buttons I'm pushing yet. But this is just so weird, everything. For one thing, I'm facing north, and I've been doing the show for 3 years facing south. Well, technically, I was facing southeast, and now I'm facing north, and it's very confusing to me. I have an entirely different view out of a different window here in the deluxe studios here. So anyway, I found a Lawrence Welk record. We haven't played a lot of Lawrence Welk records in the show, and he's really kind of a standard when you talk about polka music. You immediately think of Lawrence Welk and his champagne music, and that's what it says on the record here. Lawrence Welk and his champagne music, and it just seems a little rowdy for old Larry and the boys to be doing something called the Pound Your Table Polka, but let's give it a try, shall we?
La 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 place across the street that's not like other places. It's where neighbors like to meet and greet familiar faces. There's no talk of daily cares or troubles allowed. There's where fun is king, and that's what brings in the crowd. If the older folks don't dance, they bring their youngsters with them, for they love to watch romance and beat their feet in rhythm. When the band is through a swing, then the leader tells the ring, say you mothers, hey you brothers, everybody sing.
Sing together, one more chorus,
till the rafters will ring, raise your voices and sing.
One more chorus, if you're for us,
join us all in the song,
give the band a helping hand and come along.
Lawrence Walk there, and his champagne music, and the pound pound your table polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old time oldie show, doing the show from the first time from the new studio, and I'm slightly confused with what I'm doing here, but we're going to figure it out. We kind of will be establishing a theme in the show today, quite by accident, because I got a song about we had a song about pop already. It was the Coca-Cola polka, which was based on the old Coca-Cola jingle, which was actually from I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing. But anyway, I got a song about pop coming up, followed by a song about beer coming up. So if you need to go to the bathroom during the show, I'm warning you now, that might be what happens. All right, so here we are in the midst of another Oompa Hour. Before we roll into the next record, we need to take a moment to talk about a World of Accordions Museum at the Harrington Arts Center in beautiful Superior, Wisconsin, right there on Belknap Street. You need to put it on your travel calendar for a place you want to stop by and visit. If you're a fan of the music, fan of the instruments, fan of the heritage, you owe it to yourself to make a stop at the World of Accordions Museum. They have over 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display. They have one of the only places where they teach you to repair them. They have concertina and accordion repair and technician school there at World of Accordions Museum. They have a great schedule of events every season, and you can check that out at their website. I haven't looked. I should look. A well-informed disc jockey would look these things up. I don't think they have the 2017 calendar of events up yet, but they always have concerts and workshops and jam sessions and all kinds of things. Check it out. worldofaccordions.org is where you find them on the internet. All the information you need is there, all right? Have a look. Melody Kings are up, kind of setting a theme for the next couple of records here. And we already had the Polka Cola song. This is the Red Pop Polka. There you go, Melody Kings and the Red Pop Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old time oldie show. We're going to go right from Red Pop. Speaking of popping, have you noticed that I'm popping in this microphone a little bit? See, it's all new stuff. I have to learn my new microphone announcer technique here. But anyway, let's go from the Red Pop Polka from the Melody Kings over to the Red Beer Polka with Whoopie John and his band. There you go, Whoopie John and his band, not Whoopie John and his orchestra. I notice his records are labeled either way. I wonder if it's actually a different group of musicians. I'm not sure. We're going to have to find out. Anyway, that is the Red Beer Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show coming to you from the new, updated, and more modern studio. And I've already found something that's going to irritate the dickens out of me. We're going to have to make some changes around here. You know how you play records? You remember records, don't you? Those round plastic things made out of vinyl? That's what we do here on the show. All the songs we play come off records. And most of them come off of 45s, which means I got to use these little 45 adapters. And I don't mean the kind you snap in like you had in your automatic record changer in 1962. But, you know, the little things that you put on the record player to make the little hole a big hole so the 45s will play. Well, these new turntables have metal thingamajobbers that go on the turntable for the, see, you can't see this, I'm showing it to you on the radio, but see, it goes right on there, and they're metal, and they're brand new, which means they're precisely machined to the exact size of the hole in a 45, and they're a little big, and they have a square edge on the top instead of being kind of rounded like my other ones were. So some of the records just don't want to slide right over. I'm going to have to swipe the plastic adapters from the other turntables and bring them over here. That'll make the world a better place. We're going to get this thing figured out, and it's going to be smooth rocking eventually. All right, happy polka music. That sounds like a category, but it's the name of a song. Here's the Chet Dragon Orchestra on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. We'll be right back.
listen to the good old sound of happy polka music. Clap your hands and stomp your feet. Find a partner, feel that beat. Swing your girly round the room to happy polka music. Dancing leads to romancing, so find a pretty girl to twirl around. Get your feet up off the ground. Keep that jukebox going strong. Everybody sing along. Join in with us to the sound of happy polka music. So find a pretty girl to twirl around. Get your feet up off the ground. Keep that jukebox going strong. Everybody sing along. Join in with us to the sound of happy polka music.
There you go. Happy polka music there. The Chet Dragon Orchestra here at Tim Zupa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and don't tell me that did not sound like you were listening to Music, 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 or the Nickelodeon song. Teresa Brewer had a big hit back in the 50s with that, but they turned it into a wonderful polka there with the Chet Dragon Orchestra here at Tim's Oompa Hour. You know, one thing that I'm really going to like with this new studio and these new turntables is these have 78 speed on them. Whereas in the old equipment, we had 33 and 45 and had an oddball stray turntable that if I wanted to play an old-time record on a 78, I could patch it in and get it on, but it took a lot of extra diddling around, and here I can just push the button, except that I need to get a different, you know, 78s have fatter grooves in them than 45s and LPs, so you got to have a special stylus that's a little bit fatter so the record sounds right. Maybe, should we try to play a 78 in the show? I think I got a couple of polkas on 78 sitting over there. Another thing I have that's a nice improvement, way more counter space so I can pile up the records and become even more unorganized than usual. You know what? We're going to listen to Witkowski's polka by the Claire Witkowski Orchestra. And while you listen to that, I'm going to see if I can't find a 78, an old polka record on a 78 over here. And we may as well push the limits of the capabilities of the studio here and give one of those a try. So I'm going to do that while you listen to Witkowski's polka. Thank you. go, Claire Witkowski and the orchestra with Witkowski's Polka. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it's your old-time oldies show. It's just an experimental week here because we are coming to you from the new studio, and I've never run any of this stuff before, and I think that so far I have hit all the correct buttons. So now the time has come to press my luck a little bit because I told you that I have 78 speed at my disposal at just the press of a button, but I really need to get a 78 stylus for these things. Yes, I do. But we're going to play a 78 anyway, just because we can. Well, you were listening to Claire Witkowski there. I was over digging in this big pile of 78s as I knew there were some polkas in there. Jack Day is what I found. We're going to try this for all I know. Because, you know, these 78s, these babies spin at a pretty good clip. Roughly 78 RPM, actually. And for all I know, this is going to throw the whole tone arm right off the record player when I hit this button. But let's try it, shall we? Here's Jack Day with the Tennessee Polka.
Every Saturday night, they do a barn dance of fright to the Tennessee Polka. Cut a rug on the floor with the one you adore. You the Tennessee Polka. Every girl has a bow and her heart is aglow. Dancing the Tennessee Polka. They come all the way up from Texas to sway to the Tennessee Polka. So swing and swing them around. Hey, zip-a-doo-da-dee. Swing and be glad that you found the polka from Tennessee. Nashville, Knoxville, wherever you go, they all seem to agree. It's more fun, get your blues on the run with the polka from Tennessee.
Did it, Jack Day and the Tennessee Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. First 78 on one of these newfangled turntables that has a 78 speed on it there. I'm going to have to get the right stylus. It'll make the record sound a little bit better, but hey, it worked. I'm impressed. We're cooking now here on the old Oompa Hour. You know, this past week, and I don't remember the exact details, we marked the birthday of Mickey Mouse in his debut as Steamboat Willie. Back, you remember that they always show you clips from that old cartoon. You know, he wasn't originally Mickey Mouse. His name was Mortimer when he was first made, but he became Mickey Mouse. And it really doesn't matter at all one way or the other, but it does give me an excuse to pull out Marv Herzog doing the Mickey Mouse Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour.
M-I-C-K-Y-M-O-U-S-C. M-I-C-K-Y-M-O-U-S-C. That stands for Mickey Mouse, the drinks are on the house. M-I-C-K-Y-M-O-U-S-C. That stands for Mickey Mouse. The drinks are on the house. M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E. C-A-S-P-E-R-G-H-O-S-T. C-A-S-P-E-R-G-H-O-S-T. Casper the friendly ghost, to the kiddies he's the most. C-A-S-P-E-R-G-H-O-S-T. Casper the friendly ghost, to the kiddies he's the most. C-A-S-P-E-R-G-H-O-S-T. F-R-A-N-K-E-N-M-U-T-H. F-R-A-N-K-E-N-M-U-T-H. That stands for Frankenmuth. Ja, da schmeckt das Bier so gut. F-R-A-N-K-E-N-M-U-T-H. That stands for Frankenmuth. Ja, da schmeckt das Bier so gut. F-R-A-N-K-E-N-M-U-T-H. B-A-T-M-A-N-R-O-B-I-N. B-A-T-M-A-N-R-O-B-I-N. Batman and Robin too, they'll dance all night for you. B-A-T-M-A-N-R-O-B-I-N. Batman and Robin too, they'll dance all night for you. B-A-T-M-A-N-R-O-B-I-N. F-R-A-N-K-E-N-M-U-T-H. F-R-A-N-K-E-N-M-U-T-H. Frankenmuth is our town, that's where we drink her down. F-R-A-N-K-E-N-M-U-T-H. Frankenmuth is our town, that's where we drink her down. F-R-A-N-K-E-N-M-U-T-H. M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E. M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E. That stands for Mickey Mouse, the drinks are on the house. M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E. That stands for Mickey Mouse, the drinks are on the house. M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E.
There's Marv Herzog there, the Mickey Mouse Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and as you know, in every show, we always try to get at least one waltz in here. We did have a Rhinelander already, but that is not a waltz. So we got to get a waltz in here, and we have the Ellinger Combo from down in Texas, on a Texas record label here, the Guide record label. We don't have many records from this label up here in the north country of northern Minnesota. But here's the Ellinger Combo. This is the When We Parted Waltz here on Tim Zumpa Hour.
Are these same shell or the mall? Built straight across in each hall. Are these same shell or the mall? Built straight across in each hall. Copper sea, barbore, yeah, ross. Eldi, same milk, Kobe, from all illness. On this ocean of porcelain, copper sea, Bobo, Yehra, Zeldi, Senil, Kobe, Provo, Gilner. On this ocean of porcelain, como ya, m-aș limiera, da. Andul como ya, m-aș limiera, da. Și ți că mi-e docomu, chilipa me se u postil kine, a ne zușina posle. Și ți că mi-e docomu, chilipa me se u postil kine, a ne zușina posle.
There you go. That is the Ellinger combo there and the When We Parted Waltz here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, doing what we do every week here on the show, and that is spinning great old-time records for you right off genuine hunks of vinyl here on the show each and every week. I've been so busy trying to keep track of how to work stuff in here, I'm forgetting to take care of normal things that we mention on the show. For example, if you have a request or a dedication or you would like to ask a question or you just want to harass me, there's an Oompa Hour email address. It's oompahour@aol.com. It's just that simple. There's a Facebook page too, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. And we have a hotline phone number, which actually gets you an answering machine. But, you know, this is a syndicated show. I don't know when you're listening to it or what station you're on and what time zone you're in. So you got to deal with the answering machine. And I would tell you that number, except it's over there in the old studio and I'm over here in the new studio and I don't remember the darn number yet because it's a new thing. We didn't have it before, so I think I'm going to have to go look for that while you listen to the Earl Schmidt Orchestra do the Red Bird Polka, don't you think? I think that sounds like a fabulous idea. Well, there you go, Earl Schmidt Orchestra, Redbird Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, spinning great old-time records for you like we do each and every week here on the show. And I found it. I ran over to the other studio. You know, I think I'm putting some of these records back in the wrong sleeves. We're going to have to investigate that. This is clearly a German-style record in a Slovenian sleeve. We got to fix that. But I did run over to the other studio and get the phone number that I couldn't remember. I need to, like, stick this up on the wall here. But you can call the Oompa Hour. 218-259-2985 is the number, okay? So write that down. Put it into that thing in your cell phone so you can just push the button and call. It'd be like your Oompa hotline button. 218-259-2985. You can leave a request or dedication or whatever you want. Heck, we might even put your call on the air. No, we wouldn't do that because that would scare you away and you wouldn't want to do it. So there we go. We had a waltz. We had several polkas. How about a Noberic today? We even had a Rhinelander today, for Pete's sake. There's Chet Goron and his orchestra with the Varsity Oberic on Tim's Oompa Hour. There you go, that's the Varsity Oberic there with the Chet Goron Orchestra here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. We're just spinning the great old-time records like we do each and every week here on the program. Man, there's so many. I have new technical capabilities here in the new improved studio that I have not had access to before. I can actually, and you probably, this is one of those things you would never notice, and they tell disc jockeys, don't tell people that. They don't know the difference. In 139 episodes of these episodes, 139 programs of the Oompa Hour, never have you heard two songs in a row where they just segue from one song to the other, because I didn't have the ability to segue before, and it's a complicated technical reason that I won't explain to you. But now I have the power to segue. I can play two songs in a row without having to talk in between them, which drives me nuts because I'd rather talk about each and every record as I play them. But I could segue. Maybe we'll do that after the next record. We'll segue into another record. Would that be crazy or what, huh? Maybe we'll try that because we couldn't do it before. Now we're going to play the commercial. And I'm going to push a button that's never been pushed before. It's a brand new button on a brand new thing installed here that I've never pushed. I realize this is ridiculous and you don't care, but I'm going to do it anyway. We got to play the commercial anyway. And I'm going to push this brand new button. And with any luck at all, the commercial is going to play. Are you ready? Should we count this down together? We could. Here we go. In 3, 2, 1.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost 5 decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Oh, that was exciting, wasn't it? I felt excited anyway. All right, now how many of you remember streaking? Back in the 70s, I was big. Streaking, it'd be people, you know, taking off their clothes and running through some sort of a public place, whether they were at a football game or a graduation or at a restaurant. I tell you, then they would run through in their sneakers, and they called it streaking. And Ray Stevens had a hit song about it. And believe it or not, the Jumping Jacks Orchestra had a song about it, too. It's called Janik the Streaker. And it says right on the record it's from 1974. So we're gonna check that out. And then we're going to do something we have never done on the Oompa Hour. When Janik the Streaker is done playing, we are going to segue into the merry-go-round polka from the Impalas. Doesn't that just sound like the most exciting thing you've had all week? Yes, of course it has. Anyway, here we go. Janik the Streaker, there's the Jumping Jacks.
When I'm sober, no one's meeker. But when I get drunk, I become a streaker. My wife always tells me I ain't got no class. When I run in the nude, showing off my... But I still think that I look cute, running down the street in my birthday suit. I like the street, it's barrels of fun. And 'cause I know it turns the girls on. Even women's livers can't help but get shook. They once stole my pants just to get a longer look. I go out new from my feet to my neck. I cover my face, then run like heck. I start at point A and run to point B with everything showing for you to see. Streaking in the cold makes me some kind of hero, especially in temperatures down below zero. Ah, but when it's cold, I streak and I sing, even though I'm freezing off my ding-a-ling. When I hear a siren, I put it in high gear, 'cause the cops think my wardrobe's a little too sheer. One thing that's bad about being a streaker, I always return to a life that is meeker. Once my run's over, that's the end of the fun, 'cause no one knows me with my clothes on.
Ha ha ha!
There's the Impala's The Merry-Go-Round Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Just time to jam in one more little tune here. Here's Palaga's Polka Dots and Indiana Sweetheart on Tim Zumpa Hour. That's the Indiana Sweetheart Polka, Palaga's Polka Dots here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, and my gosh, believe it or not, that puts the wraps on this show already. Times like that just flew by, doesn't it? Holy moly, and not only that, I think I pushed all the right buttons, at least all the ones that you could hear if I loused it up here. So, hey, amazing things can happen.
I'm getting up when the next-door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. We'll be back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!